This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Theft idea. The world has gotten a little screwy today. It started off actually with me. I'm going, as I mentioned, to a family reunion, so I'm not going to be as available to see movies as I usually am, and there's some movies opening this week. So I've been trying to kind of balance my schedule or kind of redo and see. So one of the things that's in theory possible, it's not my favorite thing to do, but it's in theory possible. Oh, incidentally, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. And incidentally, my phone number is 855-993-7569, which is also 855-993-DR-JOY, which we just love. Actually, it's 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, so this is an example. All right, so through a huge amount of sort of moving and shaking and peregrinations and all sorts of awful things, it turns out there was a screening really early this morning, and it was going to make it tight, and I really don't like doing things before the program, just because I don't take the subway before the program, because I'm really good about time, but I can't control whether the subway is going to break down. And that's one of my nightmares, of being trapped in the subway and with my program going on without me, which of course I can't do. So I really try not to do anything before the program. I also want to be cool and collected and focused and do the prep work and everything. So this was going to be an unusual kind of thing, to see a movie that probably not worth seeing, but nevertheless, I review movies for you guys. So I was supposed to see it really early this morning, except I had it written down for really early tomorrow morning. And the only reason I knew that I'd missed it, because otherwise I would have shown up really early tomorrow morning, which is, of course, the same issue, but at least it's not the first day of the week. They sent me an email saying, okay, so you missed it, so here's the next one. And I said, oh, no, it's tomorrow. And they said, no. So I wake up, my whole week starts with having blown something that took an enormous amount of effort to schedule. This is my theory that everything happens for a reason. So I get an email a little while ago from Tom, who says, hi, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm going to be doing your program today. Well, okay. I knew on Friday there was a possibility that Maddie was going to take some time off this week. And I said, Maddie, just let me know. And so on Friday, the last he knew was that he was going to be working. So it's fine, Tom. You know, welcome aboard. The nice thing about the producer du jour is that all the guys are charming and personable and smart, and they're experienced. They may not have done my program, but they've done a program before. And this isn't actually brain surgery, although it does require a certain skill set. So Tom sends me off an email saying, hi, do you know the password to get into your Facebook account? No. So but not to worry, we got the Facebook done about, I'd say, 2 minutes ago. So Tom and I, both of us, are clearly of the don't panic school of life, because that meter, that little second hand, that little minute hand is inexorable. It just keeps moving. And all I could think about was, because my first thought was, I can't believe I started off the week screwing something up. And my second thought was, if you hadn't screwed that up, you guys never would have gotten this program on the air. So it's one of those examples of things happening for a reason. Deep cleansing breath. Don't you think, Tom? Don't you love it when I take chaos and make some kind of meaning out of it? I'm good at making chaos out of probably chaos out of anything, but also meaning out of chaos. I find lessons everywhere.
I always find that talk radio tends to be just kind of fly by the seat of your pants, and you tend to make it somehow, and you never know. I've had some shows where we had no prep, and somehow 2 hours later we're like, that was a really good show. We should do this again.
So the next thing that happens is the phone rings, and I'm saying to Tom, don't worry, I'll handle the first segment, see who the... And he's... turns out to be a child, apparently, whose parent was going to call in and complain about the kid, and the kid decided to take the phone away from the mom.
Yeah, it was just some kid arguing and wrestling with the phone. No, mine, no, mine. I was just like, oh, well, if you have a real question, call on back, guys. So
yeah, my deal is you have to be old enough to dial.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to be old enough to dial.
Possibly also coherently ask a question.
Oh, well, now we're getting really specific. All right, so I have to tell you my kids are. I have two stories from the weekend. One was I was on the trains around here. I love the city. I love New York. And part of the reason I love it is the transportation system is just terrific until it's not. And then it's kind of like the Internet. You don't realize how much you depend on it, and it's functional until it goes haywire. Well, on the weekends, you can't get any place. And you know, I've lived here for a while. I like the trains. I'm good at – you have to get a map. And all I can think about is these tourists, except – hopefully the tourists are blaming themselves. They're just saying, well, gee, we don't know how to navigate this. There's no way of navigating. It is just chaos. And so as a result, the trains, there aren't very many trains. They're always running late. They're always packed. So I end up at, I don't know, 14th Street or something. And there's this very small, like maybe 4.5, 5-year-old child wandering around with no parent. And this is a very crowded station. It's very hot. There are lots of people around. And this really cute kid, and I mean, it didn't make any difference if he was cute or not. He was a small child, and I said, "Are you lost?" To which he said, "Yes." And I said, "Do you know where your mom is?" And he said, "She told me just to stand here." Well, this is a place. It's a stairwell. There are trains on either side, which are, among other things, somewhat dangerous. There are huge crowds of people, like literally hundreds and hundreds of people. I said, let's go look for her. And he was trusting enough that he took my hand, because I was afraid, you know, somebody nudged him. He was little and, you know, on a train track or something. It was just, so we found his mom. And it turned out I had actually run into his mom accidentally, because I tried to get off the train and she was carrying all this junk and nearly upended me, and was wandering off the other direction from where he found her. And she was completely unperturbed. Here's this very small, very cute child, was very calm, but clearly lost, and she had no idea where he was. He had no idea where she was. There are thousands, well, probably thousands of people, certainly several, hundreds and hundreds of people in a very small space, very hot, completely on, oh my goodness, maybe she had lots at home that she didn't, you know. It was the strangest thing. And this other couple who had watched this whole thing said, that was really bizarre. And I said, well, the kid was calm. My guess is this isn't the first time it's happened. So that was my kid story. I will tell you one other subway story. So this is a joint subway kid story. This was Gay Pride the last Sunday in June in New York, which is, you know, a big deal. And that was part of the reason there were so many people around. And someone had given me, I had had breakfast with some, brunch with somebody up in the general area. And in other years, you know, I've had friends that I've marched with them, or I've been on the float or whatever. And so someone had given me a flag. And, you know, I was just wondering, and I actually needed to buy some shorts. That was one of my Gay Pride thing. I'm going to go buy some shorts. So I had this flag. And so I'm trying to, getting on a very crowded subway, and there was a seat, and there was this woman there, and she had a fringed pocketbook, and I said, I don't mean to infringe on you, which was an unconscious pun, but nonetheless. So I sat down by her, and she sort of chatting me up, and I said, would you like a flag? And she said, because I was going home, what do I need with a Gay Pride flag? And she said, are you bi? And I said, no, lamentably, I'm horrifyingly heterosexual. And I said, do you want the flag? She said, yeah. And when she got off the next stop and kissed me on both cheeks, she said, I'm bi. I said, well, good for you. Doubles your chance for a date Saturday night. So those are my sort of part of the city, tales of the city. All right. So today in history, today is actually, this was the day in 1969 that the gay rights movement began at Stonewall in New York City, which is it's actually a tavern in the Village, and it was just designated as a historical landmark by Obama this last week as start of the gay rights movement. And it sounds, I mean, it's this kind of old-fashioned brick thing, but it was a bloody riot where the cops came in and rousted gays and then beat them. And gays for the first time said, we're not going to do this, you know, and stood up to them. So it's a very emotional place for a lot of people. All right, 855-993. When you call, be really nice to Tom. It's his first day with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
5993-7569. Good day to call me here today. You can tell me what's going on in your life. On this day in 1844, Joseph Smith actually was murdered by a mob in Carthage, Illinois, who was the founder of the Church of Latter-day Saints, which is sort of alarming. That people apparently, which, I mean, I suppose this is an example of the fact that religious intolerance has been with us for a very, very long time. I mean, part of this church was certainly considered somewhat controversial in that polygamy was allowed. It turns out he announced himself, which I didn't know, in 1844 as a candidate for the presidency of the United States. Which I did you know that? I didn't know that. He was arrested for reasons that were not clear. Charges of treason and conspiracy. They were lodged in a jail at Carthage, Illinois, and on this day in 1844, they were murdered by a mob. If we think that religious intolerance and religious violence is new, I mean, this is, almost 175 years ago. I mean, a little less than that, but, and in the United States, homegrown. On this day in 1898, Joshua Slocum became the first person to successfully circumnavigate the Earth alone when he landed his sloop Spray in Newport, Rhode Island after a 46,000-mile trip. You know, people who can do things like that all by themselves are just, they're a different breed, I think, than most of us. And I don't, I don't mind being alone, but 46,000 miles. I wonder how long it took him, a while. On this day in 1954, the world's first atomic power station opened near Moscow, and atomic power continues to be very controversial to the extent we're probably doing an interview sometime during the next month about Indian Point, which is it's probably the second most controversial, after Three Mile Island, the second most controversial atomic energy power station in the United States, which is just in upstate New York, and whether atomic power should be is safe and clean. And I mean, it's an ongoing kind of issue. So this has been going on for 62 years. So you can see, I mean, that's, again, one of the reasons I really love doing Day in History, is that it gives you a perspective. Everything seems to be happening for the first time if you don't pay much attention to history. And then what you realize is there's very little that's happening for the first time. And this is kind of a sad thing. Most of you are probably about old enough to remember the TV program Route 66. Kooky, kooky, lend me your comb.
That's totally off my radar.
Yeah, well, you can see it Nick at Night.
I miss Nick at Night. That's one of the few things about TV that I haven't seen in forever.
That Route 66.
I'll go check it out. If it's not there, I'll find it on Netflix or YouTube or something.
Well, yeah, and the thing about Route 66, other than it had a catchy tune, it had cute leads, and then Kooky Kooky Let Me, Ed Burns, I can't believe I could dredge that up out of my memory, who had a ducktail like Elvis. You probably don't even know what a ducktail is. And
I actually wanted a ducktail growing up. I wanted to be the Fonz.
There you go. Well, Kooky was the precursor to the Fonz. I think that's probably who the Fonz was based on. But the idea about Route 66 is they did anthologies without making an anthology, because it turns out that Route 66 ran from Chicago to Santa Monica. But in 1985, that's probably why you don't remember, which is 30 years ago, it was decertified. How could you be decertified as a route? I guess you could, it's kind of like being defrocked. It was a victim of the interstate highway system. Do you know who was responsible for the interstate highway system? This is a pop quiz question. Trivial Pursuit.
No idea on my end.
All right. It's not an obvious answer. It's Eisenhower. Because you have to remember, he was one of the four presidents who was not elected to, had never served to an elective office before he was president, but he was a general. And so he designed the interstate highway system to be eligible to move tanks and troops in case of war.
Oh, neat.
Isn't it? It's kind of one of those kind of cool, historical, goofy kinds of things. Alrighty. Speaking of, I don't know if this is goofy or not, and I'm really interested to hear what you guys said. As most of you are aware, last week, the Brits decided, much to everybody's surprise and the stock market's chagrin, dropped 610 points or something on Friday, that that Britain should get out of the European Union. All right, now, here's... All right, so there are a couple things about it. Number one, and this program certainly is not about economics and not really, only peripherally, about politics as it affects all of our lives, but it's not political. But the first thing about it was that it was unexpected. That it was expected that the Brits would vote to stay in by 52-48, which is, in politics, that's a huge margin. It's not what happened. And the second thing is that the most Googled search on Friday and over the weekend was, what is the European Union? In other words, people voted without having any idea what they were voting either for or against. And as far as I was concerned, as a psychologist, the whole deal was that people were saying, if our government is for it, we're against it. And it turns out that that's basically what happened, that that Britain was overwhelmingly in favor. Wales, Scotland, and Ireland were against it. And if you think about the history of that part of the world, it's not much of a surprise. And apparently, to get a referendum, to get it, get, you know, another vote on it, it requires just under 2 million signatures. And within 24 hours, they had 1.5 million. So my guess is there will be a referendum. Now, Corcoran said that he was not going to have a referendum, but that's because he thought he was going to win. So it'll be really interesting. I just was curious about, so I talked to people over the weekend, because it really did create huge tsunamis in the world's economic systems about, and I'm not even sure what it means. It just sort of seemed to me, again, not knowing the economics of it, not knowing the politics, well, the politics of it, but looking at the psychology of it, that it was not as shocking as most people found, because Scotland, Ireland, and Wales have always sort of said, you're not the boss of me. So the fact that the establishment said, no, stay in this is good. So I've talked with people over the weekend who have been adamantly on both sides. And I don't know if they know very much about it. Everybody knows more about it than I do. But one said, no, these people are not elected. And I said, it's like the Federal Reserve. And they said, well, that's the next to go. You can't tell us what to do. And the other people said they were just voting no because they're fed up with the world as they know it. So with that, when we come back, we look and see what's going on and what do people think about it. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's nice when people listen live. Someone just said, Kooky Kooky was Ed Burns. I already said that. I knew that part. Oh, no, he's right. What he said, he's absolutely right. I didn't read the whole thing, and he's absolutely right. Kooky Kooky was Ed Burns on 77 Sunset Strip. He's right. I confused my roots. 77 Sunset Strip, he's absolutely right, was Kooky Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb. George Maharis and Martin Milner were on Route 66. Thank you, Doug. You're absolutely right. Well, you can see why I made the mistake. 77, 66, and 99, 88, whatever.
All digits that are based in 11s.
Yeah, no, I focus on the number, not the, you know, don't bother me with the entangling details.
You just know your multiplication tables that well.
I do.
Automatically pattern recognition.
Well, that's what we were talking about on Friday, that you missed the controversy, which is actually kind of fun, where people said I think it's Oklahoma University.
Okay.
Like Oklahoma State has decided that they're no longer requiring math as a requirement. They're no longer requiring math as a graduation requirement. And I said, "What do you think about that?" And everybody was as outraged as I was.
Yeah, I was going to say that, as a guy who's never been to college, I'm straight experience only from audio, and the only thing I want to go to college for, and I will audit it myself, is calculus. That's the one thing that I'm like, I would like to peer review papers. You know, if I'm reading a paper, I just want to be able to go, well, you know, maybe I'd like to check my work.
Absolutely. All right. Here's what you need to do. First of all, you can probably take an online course.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, or you can just get a study book. Although it's a little harder. I'll tell you what, because you're working so hard today, I actually used to tutor calculus. So I will, if you get a book and you run into any problems, you can call me and I'll help you through it. Okay?
Because
I used to do it.
This is going to be a thing. I hope you know. You're just going to get like random math questions.
That's fine. That's
awesome.
Fine.
Awesome.
It's fine. And I'm, you know, I haven't done it in a long time, but it's not like you forget. You know, I'll have to do a little review, but that's okay.
As long as it's not the new math, right?
A new math I can do actually as well.
Oh well.
Yeah, no, I'm good at math.
Hello,
all right,
best
so,
friend.
Yeah, right. So no problem. I will be your online tutor for it. Number one, in addition to calculus, you really want to take a look at trig.
I actually did quite a bit of trig in.
Okay.
Actually, I got an advanced math through middle school and dropped out in high school because I couldn't stand school anymore. I went from boarding school to public school, and that's too drastic to switch.
Well, but obviously you're smart, so you'll be able to pick this up. The other thing to think about, especially given what your focus is statistics. Now, statistics is much more like learning French than it is like learning math, because it's a lot of formulation, but it's invaluable if you're talking about peer reviews, if you're talking about reading scientific journals to try and figure out what's going on. And everybody avoids statistics. It's really, once you understand it's not really math as much as it is a language, you'll be fine, and I'll help you in that as well.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
So those are the three things.
I've got a couple books at home, so now that I've got a resource, I'm just going to dive right in.
Absolutely, and I'll help you with it. Really, it's like everything else. It's once you get it. Remember when you learned, did you learn to drive a car with a stick shift?
No, I did bikes, and I just kind of transitioned over to cars.
All right,
cars.
Well, but you didn't, all right, first of all, I think stick shifts are to driving as math is to the world. That until you understand, until you can drive stick shift, you don't really understand transmissions, you don't really understand acceleration, you don't really understand gears, and once you do learn with a stick shift, you're going to learn all of that because you can't drive a car without it.
That is a fair statement.
It's really an important thing to learn. But it's like the metaphor I was going to use, which is not going to hold up terribly well because you haven't done it, but that trying to figure out how to coordinate gears and gas and speed is, for a while, it's impenetrable. You keep grinding gears, you stall out the car, you don't get it. And once you get it, you got it forever. So it's kind of the delta X factor. This delta X is very much that way. Until you get delta X, it makes no sense. You just don't understand it. And once you get it, you're done. It's fine. And so I think there are a lot of things like that. You get to a critical mass and you understand it. Before then, it's just impenetrable. But it's worth trying. So
I look forward to it.
Good. And you can see that's how I explain stuff is, all right, let's talk about how, you know, I try and speak in vernacular so everybody understands exactly what's going on. All right. So I thought we were going to talk about the idea. They're now calling it the Brexit. Britain cute, which is the Britain exit.
Yep.
God forbid we should spell things out. All right. There's actually a guy who is a neuroscientist who said, here's how we understand it. He's basically saying the same thing I am. He looks at causes of aggression. He wrote a book called Why We Snap, to understand violent behavior in terms of specific neural circuits. All right. So he says that Brexit is an example, which is a neuroscientific approach to what I to my psychological approach is people are just fed up. Okay, here we go. They said that there is a feudal cycle of bewilderment over the incessant vortex of violence that's so prominent throughout the history. Well, that, no, we don't care about that. Aggression is a behavior like every other behavior an animal can perform. Drinking, eating, reading, speaking, sensing the environment. It results from the activity of very specific neural circuits in the brain that are specialized to produce that behavior. Disrupt them, and a behavior is lost. For example, a stroke might not be able to speak or to walk. So how are circuits for aggression and rage activated? They have it's there. There's a mnemonic that's called life morts. So the idea being that this is the it's a mnemonic that explains to you exactly what's going on. And what they're saying is the T in life morts stands for tribe. Human beings are strictly social animals. The success and survival of every individual in human society is dependent on being a member of a larger, highly integrated society. Most of us don't know how to raise and slaughter a steer, to build an iPhone, to capture a bank robber, or to discover a cure for Zika. But as members of a highly integrated and cooperative group, each of us contribute individually to our own way to the operation of the group. As I mentioned, Stephen King has he wrote a book called The Cell, I think, and they made it into kind of an odd movie, which comes out later this summer, which says essentially the same thing, is that except that what happens is people are on their cell phones and it blows their neural circuits, and then they essentially behave like a flock of birds. So there we go. Protecting the group is paramount. See if he's got here. He said human beings have the same brain that we had 100,000 years ago. So let's see. Oh, come on. The environment has changed. We don't care about that. Come on, come on, come on. All right, so we have to be a cooperative group. He said the circuit of rage and aggression that can divide us is the very same circuit that unites us. The formation of the EU was a result of redefining the fractionated European continent into a unified group. As long as all the members perceived themselves as belonging to the same larger group, this T-circuitry united them and fortified a cooperative, interdependent group that would now be provoked to rage and aggression in defense of the group. The English did not fully embrace the larger group that united Europe. It still retained the pound sterling as its currency while Ireland joined Europe in adopting the new common currency of the euro. With the unification mixing of what were perceived as distinct groups, the English felt their group identity and the necessary resources to sustain them were being threatened. The result of failing to acknowledge and respect the fundamental feature of the human brain in which the T-trigger of rage either unites or divides us accounts for Brexit. See, I think he's looking on too micro level, but nevertheless, this is a core function of brain of every one of us, hardly unique to the British. The T trigger that will now engage the remaining members of the EU to act offensively and angrily to expel the UK. Such factionalism seems to be sweeping the globe. In presidential politics, religious wars, reactions to immigrants, war refugee, mass shootings. The reasons are increasingly tribalism, high-speed international travel, and instantaneous electronic communication across the globe increase opportunities for encounters and conflicts between people who are different. Whatever event sparks this human brain circuitry into action against the outgroup leads to only one outcome, rage and violence. We've seen this played out in the Civil War. We know that. All right, so his point is that you're either that our T function of our brain either means that we're tribal, so that we either figure we're all together in this, or we that if you're with me, then we're friends. If you're not with me, you're my enemy. Mine is much more, we don't trust the government. They want one thing, we trust them. We want another. So we'll see. All right, so when we come back, talk a little bit more about Brexit. All right, 855-993-7569. I think psychological works better than neurological. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I thought we would look at Brexit and see whether it's psychological, neurological, or whatever you guys come up. Tom, is it okay if I tell people that you have dual citizenship?
Oh, I thought you just did.
Oh, did I just do that?
Yeah, no, that's fine. That is fine. It's out there now anyway, so...
I guess that was a little careless on my part, wasn't it?
Oh, no, all right, that's fine. I brought it up for a reason.
Yeah, well, I figure if you told me, that was probably all right. So do you have any perspective on this? You actually had an... How long have you been in this country?
I've lived here my entire life. My dad had dual citizenship. I was conceived in France. And my mother and my father came here because my mom's parents lived in Michigan. And so I was born and raised in Michigan, and I never lived overseas. But my father registered with the British Consul in Chicago, so I can go apply for a passport, theoretically.
Is there any advantage to having... Well, you already dual citizenship. Is there any advantage to having a British passport?
Probably. Probably make it nicer to travel to certain countries. I mean,
you know, you can go to Cuba on your British passport. You can't on an American passport quite yet, I don't think.
There you go. Yeah, that might be worth looking into then. I know that there's... I think I can stay longer in places like Iceland and China, I think. I think that because my brother's from Iceland, but he has his dual citizenship too, and he was saying that something about moving to China was easier for him.
Is he moving to China?
Yeah, he lives in China.
Wow, does he speak Chinese?
He speaks like every language ever. He's just an amazing, bizarre, flamboyant person. I love being around him.
Good.
Interesting stories there, but as far as the EU and the Brexit, as I'm going to speak as an American citizen because that's really the only experience that I know.
Right.
And I don't know anything about British law. I said exactly this to you earlier. I feel like I care about the Brexit the way the British care about Trump being president. As it's notable news, but it doesn't directly affect me. I hope the best for their stocks. I hope their people...
Well, how about our stocks? Well, our stock clobber, too.
All the stocks, because it's all kind of one and the same. But,
yeah.
I mean, for them, that's their currency, and them not being part of the EU. I mean, luckily, their finances weren't directly tied to it, because they always had the pound, but, I mean, it's tied close enough that it's obviously...
Well, they're now saying that, although who knows, because it may be that the T-cell theory, or again, the T-network... is that the British will have a recession within the next 12 months. So they're world economists, although who knows if that's okay, if you're not with us, you're against us kind of thing. But
yeah, well, and I was actually, I was making a case. I had another show that was arguing about it, and I like playing devil's advocate. My thing is, if you're going to trade with countries that are in the EU, don't you already need to follow the laws and the trade agreements to get it? Because, I mean, most of that stuff is health and safety laws. And,
and granted, and bribery and stuff like that.
Yeah. So even if you're not part of the EU, you're going to be paying that, and probably more so for not being in the EU, so doing trading with them. However, the embargoes between other countries might become cheaper, so maybe South America might be the next place, although I don't know how they're doing financially as far as imports and exports. And don't suppose they're going to be like the...
Well, it's going to take a while to kind of filter out, but and it will be interesting because everybody can predict, but who knows what's actually going to happen. The person that I talked to who felt this was a good idea, they said... felt that it was, and that's what the headlines have been, is it's a blow for democracy that nobody can tell us, you're not the boss of me. But it's hard to tell whether the UK is saying to the European Union, you're not the boss of me, or that Wales, Scotland, and Ireland are saying to Britain, you're not the boss of me, or maybe both. I mean, it's a little hard. It seems to me that that's what the whole world is saying to every government, whether you're talking about the Arab Spring, whether you're talking about American politics, whether you're talking about the shootings in Orlando, that everybody's saying, you can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
That's just
and
bullshit.
That's, I think, a really sort of, it really reminds me of my next door neighbor who was five, who would say, get off my property. You know, you're not the boss of me. You know, it's not a very grown-up response.
Well, I've always thought of it as each generation wanting to rebel against the last generation. Now we've got.
Yeah, but I think this is more than that.
It is more than just the generations, for sure. But it's the constant rebellion, and the more rules you put on people and societies and social structures of any type, the more people want to rebel, and the more... you get different groups doing that, then you get different factions of people going after these groups, and finally we splinter. You get what we have.
Well, that's kind of what this guy was saying, is he's talking about the fact that part of our brain that is wired for aggression is either you're You know, it's a very old part. And, you know, when we studied other cultures, the idea being that friend of my friend is my friend, enemy of my enemy is my friend, and enemy of my friend is my enemy, that it's that very much that tribal kind of theory, mm-hmm. which is much anthropological, it is neurological. At any rate. Okay, so let's see what people have said.
Antonio here has said, first Greece and now the UK. Who's next?
Well, Greece was a different issue, I think.
Yeah, they,
Greece was not paying their bills.
Yeah, they had financial collapse, and then they left the... I didn't know that they actually left the EU. I thought they were still being kind of...
I thought the
around.
EU bailed them out.
Yeah. Or, well, that's actually... Dana says it may help their economy in the long run, but it... hold on here. Lost my place here. In the long run, but they have created the European enemies. Germany have yep. bailed out Greece and taken significant refugees. No one likes a quitter. I think it kind of went the opposite way for England. I mean, they from what we've seen, because Greece was losing money and then the idea of them leaving, whereas Britain had the idea of leaving and then has the financial. So, I mean...
Well, it's an interesting kind of thing, the idea about, because we have, I think, two conflicting ideas. One is mm-hmm. the world is all, you know, we're all on this planet together. And the other is going back to an old, to a really what's become an old-fashioned notion of nationalism, or it's not even secularism, because it's a combination of nationalism and isolationism, let's call it that, because it not only has to do with national borders, it has to do with economies, it has to do with language, it has to do with politics, it has to do with religion. So the idea is either we're moving toward a universality, or as we move closer to that universality, partially because of the internet, that there's some breakdown of the problem about the universal. It's kind of like American education. It's the greatest good for the greatest number, but that's going to really leave some people who are at the high point and the low point very far behind, which is probably Greece and Britain. All right, stay tuned. It's not really about economics, it's about psychology. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.